Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
In the market for investment-worthy bags, watches, and fine jewelry, Rebag is the answer. Rebag is a luxury resale platform where each piece is carefully inspected by experts to ensure quality and authenticity. Use Rebag to buy and sell finds from the world's top brands, including Louis Vuitton, Chanel, and Cartier. Head to Rebag.com to get 10% off your first purchase with code REBAG10. Shop today at Rebag.com. That's REBAG.com. And use promo code REBAG10 for 10% off your first purchase.
A star-crossed soapbox for sailor boys, stable girls,
I'm on the edge,
and stripper grands.
It depends who you're with and it depends on the situation.
Late Night Speech Radio with a difference.
Thank you.
The Late Night Alternative with Ian Lee on Talk Radio.
03444991000 is the phone number if you want to give us a call. We've talked about video games. We've talked about being a woman and getting dick pics. We've talked about mouth ulcers, divorce. Fun show, huh?
Such a fun show.
Fun old show. What have you got, Catherine Boyle?
Should we do bum pillows?
Oh, yeah. This is, yes, you mentioned this yesterday and I never quite got to the bottom
this
of it.
This is in the Daily Mirror. Shoppers are buying bum pillows for odd reasons and booby pillows too. I mean, that is the weirdest headline.
But these are pillows that look like bums or they're for your bums?
No, they look like bums. They look like a pair of tight kind of... yoga pants.
Okay, right. Yeah.
But cut off like the
cut
cycling
off, like,
shorts.
The torso and cut off halfway down the thigh.
Yeah, so like a pair of stuffed cycling shorts.
Okay. But what are they for?
For your head, I think. Or whatever. Getting a great night's sleep is important to everyone and finding the right pillow for you is essential. But a new trend is emerging of body-shaped pillows to rest your head on, such as boobs and bums. And people are buying them for weird reasons. You don't say. Bum pillows are a thing because resting your head on your partner's booty is apparently a popular activity.
What if they blow off?
Exactly. God. The buttress pillow, which costs £54. That's an expensive laugh, isn't it?
Come on, guys.
Is shaped just like a bum and comes in three different colours, blue, black and grey. According to the product's description, it's great for all types of sleepers, as well as butt slappers, squeezers, caressers and face buriers. Interesting.
Face buriers.
The idea is that you rest your head in the sweet spot between the thighs and cheek, so it gently cradles you and supports the neck. It's designed for side sleepers, back sleepers and stomach sleepers. What, so? Sleepers. The legs are flexible and separate, so you can dress up your buttress with undies. Ah, okay, perverts, the description adds. The butt pillow, launched through a Kickstarter campaign, is getting rave reviews. One pervert wrote on the website, "Mine arrived the other day. I can honestly say it's well made. Nice firmness, a joy to cuddle, hold and squeeze and rest with. I'm a butt man and I totally recommend the buttress pillow."
Oh, gee, I'm a butt man, but I like real butts.
Yeah, not disembodied butts.
I want a butt. I want a nice, big, old butt. I don't want these tiny little butts. I want a big old butt. And not a fake one made it for a pillow. I want a real human, preferably a lady, but, you know, big old butt.
It's not the only body part-shaped pillow you can get your hands on. On Amazon, you can nab yourself a super soft booby pillow.
There we go.
Complete with nipples. And that's just $14.99. It sounds very comfortable. It's already racked up some positive reviews online. Of course it has. Let's look at what the perverts are saying. Bought for my father. He loves boobs and relaxing, so this seemed perfect, if not a little weird, one customer wrote. Yes, it is weird buying your dad anything to do with boobs, isn't it?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
So that's the end of that story. Aren't people weird?
Have I got to take this call? Okay, I've got to take this call straight as it goes through. Hello, Steffi.
Oh, good evening. How are you?
I'm very well, Steffi. How are you? Sorry, we're having trouble calling you back, so I have to take your call straight to air. I apologise.
Oh, no problem. No, I've got one of these stupid call blockers on my phone and I'm trying to work out how to delete it. So.
Well, call blockers are great, but they also block calls from legitimate places.
My phone never rings anyway, so I don't know.
Oh, poor you.
No, it doesn't. Only my mum, she calls the hotline. Everyone else phones the mobile.
I don't have a landline, but I'm feeling I ought to get one because I've got to make a couple of calls to America and stuff. I'll do it here. I'll just do it here.
No, this one's just blocking unknown numbers, so yeah. I'm going to have to get rid of it because there's an awful lot of organisations that call you from unknown numbers.
Well, you got through to us now, Steffi. What can we do for you?
Well, I was phoning up because I tuned in a little bit early and I heard you just on the back of speaking with Claire about how women are treated online.
Yeah.
And mine is hardly a unique situation because there's a lot of transgender people about. But
Tweet me about this, Steffi?
Yeah.
Go on, good, because I forgot to read it out. But go on, tell us what's happened to you.
No, it's fine. You were having quite a bit of shit from some of the Stephen Yaxley Lennon brigade. So I don't blame you for turning Twitter off. But obviously I've had sort of like a social media presence for a good few years now. And I had it before I transitioned.
Yeah.
The actual attitude and, you know, towards me has changed markedly. And it's, you know, I mean, you know, on Facebook, you know, when I was masquerading as a guy, you know, you'd get the odd friend requests and stuff, and you might get the odd private message, you know, just saying hello and what have you. But it's remarkable now just how many sleazy people try and add you and send you dick pics.
So, hang on, and by the way, I loved your turn of phrase when you were masquerading as a man. That is a great description. I love that. But so you saying people come slide straight into your DMs with a dick pic or, you know, will you do a sex act on me kind of vibe?
Completely.
Wow.
Yeah.
It's so interesting hearing your perspective because, you know, who else could give us a perspective of both sides there like that? And do you think they're doing it because you're a woman or specifically because they think you're a trans woman and therefore that's got connotations?
Well, it was different when I made the mistake a couple of years ago when I was single of actually trying some online dating, and I was quite honest on my profile about being trans, you know, you used to get the trans chasers who'd there is a definite group who you know aim solely for transgender women, and they're like another breed entirely, really. But
in what way? More forward? Forward is an understatement, isn't it?
Very forward, very graphic, and. But it was, you know, when they just send you dick pics and stuff like that, I would never reciprocate before I had the surgery. But, you know, some of them were quite deflated when I said, oh, nice pic, mine's bigger than yours. And,
beautiful.
But how does it make you feel opening up your DMs and there's a dick pic?
I have no objection if I requested one, you know, but it's just the fact that they're sent willy-nilly, as it were.
Thank you very much. Well done.
This is the thing.
Unsolicited.
Exactly. And I find it aggressive, like extremely aggressive.
It is very aggressive.
And I don't think it could be seen as anything other than that, could it? You know, it's like a man flashing you in the street. It's not something.
It's an assault, isn't it? It's an assault.
I think so. It's an invasion.
I think so, yeah. I mean, you know, what indecent exposure it used to be called, that, you know, at one time, people flashing at you in the park. What's the difference from sending an unsolicited dick pic?
Well, this is worse because it feels like they're doing it in a room with the door locked, you know, coming into your DMs.
Yeah, very much.
But also, here's the thing, right? I'm going to ask a question that's quite vulgar.
Go on.
I'm assuming the dick is erect.
Yes.
Right, so I don't understand how that would be pleasurable for the man. Obviously, you've got a boner, that's great, you do with that what you want. But how is, like, so you've got a boner, then you've got to get your phone, then you've got to take a picture of it, and then you've got that on your phone. Right, okay. So then I'm going to send it to you, Kath.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't understand. If we are not in a consensual sexual relationship where that's an acceptable part of the relationship, I don't understand where the pleasure is for me. Is it intimidation? Is it fear? Is it bullying?
I feel like it's an intimidatory move, but I would love to hear from someone who's done it as to what was going through their mind at the
time. Apart from that guy.
No, but I would love to know what they think they're doing as opposed to what I know they're doing, you know, from my perspective.
Well, let's face it. I mean, most, you know, sex crimes are not actually based around any form of arousal.
No, power, isn't it?
Upon power.
Yeah.
And violence, you know. And I think personally, sending unsolicited dick pics are sort of like a power trip for them.
I think so. I mean, do they really think you're going to go, oh, tell you what, I'll take it. Thanks very much.
I was feeling peckish and then this pops through my door. I am in.
It's like I was saying to Claire, you know, when you're online, you know, when we've done things online and there have been comments and stuff, I feel like it's not a real come on. It's actually an attempt to make you feel uncomfortable because they feel like they've got more power than you have. Or somehow, you know, look at this woman thinking she's brilliant all over Twitter or whatever. I'm going to show her.
But there is no...
It's basically like baboons.
Well, I'm trying to think, is there an equivalent of it going back the other way? Yes, there would be many men that will be offended by a vagina shot. There are. I think that will be intimidated by it. I do think there are.
I think women are more likely to send pictures of their boobs and their
there are men that would probably enjoy that. I think it is sex and sexuality is slightly different for men, but there would be a number of men who would be threatened and intimidated by that. But a woman sending a boob shot or a fanny shot feels completely different in terms of power dynamic to a bloke sending a dick shot.
If we're going to go there.
So what is the equivalent the other way around is what I'm trying
to say. An erect penis that you have not solicited is rape, isn't it? It is a precursor to rape. That's what it comes down to.
You saying that, I'm not disagreeing.
It's what I feel.
But you saying that sounds very, very extreme to me.
It does, but
if that's what you feel, then that's what you feel.
I think that's the nugget of the offence it causes.
And I know that you're saying that as well as someone who has been exposed when you were in France quite a bit.
Yeah.
And nearly attacked.
Yeah. So I think that's the thing. The difference is women's bodies, women, and I know that women can rape, right? But that is not so frequent.
No.
And you might not be killed by it.
And there is a reason, let's face it, why, say, on television and films, or most mainstream films, you can see full frontal of women, boobs, and lower down and what have you, and it's not being defensive at all. But, you know, you're still not actually allowed to show an erect dick on TV, are you? Because, you know, it is quite vulgar, isn't it, really?
Well, it could be considered a thing of great beauty, but it could be.
You know, love,
it's weird, isn't it? The genitals, the old lady's doodle and the man's doodle.
It's all about context, right? If I'm in a relationship with someone.
Oh, no, I'm talking about on telly. Yeah, definitely. The context, of course, is all.
So, yeah, but yeah, send me flowers. I don't, you know.
In the shape of a dick. Steffi, thank you for that. I appreciate your insight.
Not at all. Take care, guys.
Thanks for calling. Bye-bye. Get that flipping call minder thing sorted out. Right out loud.
So interesting, though. She's seen both sides. Oh,
it's a unique perspective, you know. Not unique, but it's a perspective that is completely different to ours. 0344 499 1000. This is Talk Radio.
The radio show where the owls are not what they seem.
Do you or have you ever watched Twin Peaks?
The Late Night Alternative with Ian Lee.
We could be dreaming and meeting each other in our dreams.
On Talk Radio.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom. Like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
This is Paige, the co-host of Giggly Squad, and I want to tell you about a company that I've been loving, Olive & June. Olive & June gives you everything that you need for a salon-quality manicure in one box. And if you break it down, it really comes out to $2 a manicure, which is absolutely insane. It's also so easy to get salon-worthy nails at home with Olive & June. The difference between how your nails used to look when you did them yourself and now with the Manny system is a complete game changer. The best thing about Olive & June, too, is it's a quick dry. It dries in about 1 minute, lasts for 5 days, and full coverage in up to 1 to 2 coats. Visit oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system. That's oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Excuse me.
Oh, Dad.
Hello, I'm Martin Kellner.
And I'm his daughter, Ruthie.
We do a podcast. It's called Ruthie, Me and My Dad.
In which I tell him how he's wrong about most things.
And I explain to her who the Bee Gees were. It's on Acast and Apple Podcasts.
And all your favourite podcast providers.
It's a unique generation gap conversation between a baby boomer dad
and his Generation Z daughter.
That's Ruthie, Me and My Dad. Brand new episodes every Thursday.
Closing time conversation for tax inspectors, taxi drivers and taxidermists. Great big talk for the wee small hours.
You've been trolling me big time, mate.
The Late Night Alternative with Ian Lee on Talk Radio.
Could do with a good film to watch tomorrow, really. I'm busy. I'm going to ride my bike to town and bicycle. I'm going to go for a swim, then do a little bit of shopping, then ride back. I got to lose some weight. I saw myself in the when I was at the pool today with the boys, and I saw my reflection in the mirror. Jeez, I'm not fat shaming myself, but I look disgusting, horrible fat tits and belly and spotty, but horrible. So I got to do something. The cats are coming out of the living room tomorrow. Not out in the garden yet, but out of the living room. That's going to be fun. I've got a few things to do. I've got to write 2,000 words on Davy Jones tomorrow. But
just 2,000.
Just 2,000. Just 2000, and Davy Jones in Japan in the 80s. Look at the Frank Sidebottom album I'm going to release, and go to a meeting tomorrow night because I've not been to a meeting for a week. And and then I want to watch a film. I want to watch a film. That's what I want to do. Good evening, Gavin.
Evening, Ian. Cass, how you doing?
All right.
Good. I was just ringing in. I just turned the radio on. I've just kind of... I only just got my 8-year-old to bed, can you believe?
Hey, mate!
I know.
Playing the game tonight. Well done, your 8-year-old.
Well, yeah, I know. He is playing the game, but he's asleep. He's asleep. Managed to get the dog in the bed with him, and that seems to have done the job, having a cuddle. So, good. I only rang in because I heard the lady calling in about chatting about dick pics.
Yeah.
And it just... As I just rang in, and I thought... Oh, my God, it reminded me that my partner this year, she started doing drawings.
Yeah.
She didn't realise that she could do it. She's very good at it. Oh. Really enjoying it.
She didn't realise she could draw, and then what? She was just doodling one day, and you went, hey, that ain't half good, that.
Literally, just one day. She did, like, a couple of pictures for the kids' birthday parties as they're growing up.
Yeah.
You know, like, doing a thing from Frozen or whatever.
Yeah.
And then... Someone just said to her, do you reckon you could draw this for me? And she did this drawing, and it was really good.
Now, was she drawing or was she tracing?
Drawing, absolutely drawing. From
isn't that
a picture.
Funny? Imagine not knowing you could do that. That's incredible.
Yeah. So, but her late dad was an artist, so maybe it's just in the family and she never knew.
There you go.
I find that fascinating.
Yeah, that's incredible.
But that wasn't why I was ringing. It was because she set up an Instagram page to kind of, you know, show people that she could do these drawings. And within about 2 days, she got a WhatsApp from a guy with a full frontal naked dude. Just sent it to her randomly. Hi, how you doing?
Did it have his face on, or was it just torso and downwards?
Yeah, the whole lot.
God, so he really didn't care?
No, he was from America, I think, judging by looking at it.
Hang on a minute. How could you tell he was American?
He's wearing a cowboy hat.
I didn't even get to see it. She just said, I think from the number, because it was a...
Oh, from the number. Okay, right. There wasn't... Okay.
The number.
Okay.
But it didn't have like a cowboy hat and a spurs. But I just thought it was really weird. And I said to her, how has that come about? And it was where she hadn't learned how to remove her number from Instagram.
Right, yeah.
So obviously, there must be people just looking for that kind of,
yeah.
I guess, the access to do that.
But I noticed pretty early on from when I went on Twitter that there are collectors of women. Sometimes I get added to, and I'll check who's added me.
Like a Catherine list.
All Catherines.
Yeah.
Or it was the most bizarre thing. And I wonder whether they kind of work their way through.
It's just really weird, though. I just said to her, like, when she told me, I was like, well, I don't know what would make you want to do that. A, it's not a particularly nice thing to look at anyway. Like, you also spoke about the opposite of a woman sending one. I don't think that would be particularly nice either.
No, because the whole point is that when you finally, or when you see your partner's privates, there's feelings there and there's something going on. It's not just, a disembodied pudenda.
Look at you speaking Latin. That's fair.
Well, it's better than Fanny, isn't it?
Well, it is better.
Yeah, in fairness, Fanny would have probably been better for my vocabulary.
You know what I mean? You know, no one goes, oh, I bet she's got a lovely one. No one thinks of it like that, do they? Or do they? Maybe some do.
Hang on, let me think. What does it?
Thinking maybe if you've seen a couple of awful ones, don't know.
you look at a woman and wonder if, you know, think and say that's a nice ass.
Mm.
I mean, I'm being completely blunt, that happens. But no, do you look at a woman and go, oh, I wonder if she's got a nice vagina?
I don't think so. Having said that, probably the next guy or girl that calls in might say, yeah.
Yeah, exactly, because people are weird, aren't they?
Yeah.
That's the nature of it.
But the sheer effrontery of the thing, of sending a complete stranger a full frontal body shot. What's she going to say?
Well, I don't know. That's what I said to her. I don't think the reaction is the thing.
I think that it's the sending, the thing of, I'm going to shock her. I think that's what
it is. The excitement of doing it rather than, like, because that's the thing. What would you be hoping for? Like you said earlier, you're hoping to go, that looks great. Can I come and see that, please?
Exactly. Because when will that happen? I mean, it probably does happen, but it's got to be rare. I think it is like
in
flashing.
I don't know what to call them. The right kind of...
platforms.
How did your missus... how did she feel? That's the question. How did she feel?
She actually felt a bit violated. Mm. And I think part of that was because she didn't know how it had come about.
Yeah.
Until we kind of backtracked and went, oh, look, you've done this on Instagram and your number's on there. We've got to get that deleted now to stop that happening. But, I think more shock and just a bit kind of like, why would someone want to do that?
Yeah.
And I think she felt, in fairness, a little bit sorry for the person, a bit like, well, you know, obviously they need help or they need something or they get their kicks that way, which is a bit sad.
Yeah.
People. Sorry, I just froze for a second there because I was just thinking about something my little boy said to me earlier today and it just hit me. Sorry, I just froze.
That's all right.
That's all right. Sure. That's all right.
But yeah, people are strange. And I get the feeling of, it's a violation, isn't it? When you're not expecting it to see that.
Did he want a picture? Did he want her to draw his penis? Is that what he was? He was angling for.
Angling. Unblock him on WhatsApp and say,
yeah.
Did you want to draw in? How much to draw in? Yeah, so you could commission him one.
Imagine a really detailed pencil drawing of a dick.
Someone would love that.
Oh, wouldn't that be horrific? Yeah. I don't know. All right, Gavin. Thank you for the call, man. I appreciate
that.
Thank you very much indeed. Now, lovely discovering you can draw.
Yeah.
After not really considering it. I wish I could draw.
When did you try?
Huh?
Have you tried?
Oh, I try all the time.
Have you?
Yeah, I can't draw.
But seriously? Like with a proper pad and half an apple that you've cut and you
draw
try and do
apple.
That?
I'll draw you.
No, properly. This isn't serious. You're going to draw me with...
No, I'm not. I'm going to draw you to the best of my... Well, yeah, you're pulling a face. I'm going to draw you to the best of my ability. And you'll look at it and go, oh, no, you're taking the mick. And I go, no, that's the best. And that inside, I will die. Because that's the best drawing I could possibly do. So I'm not going to do it. Because it will just be painful for me.
Oh. Painful drawing.
By Ian Lee. Good evening, Noah.
Hello. Hey, how are you guys?
I've got a mouth ulcer now, and it's really getting on my nerves.
He hardly mentions it, though.
Oh, I'm
very
being
brave.
Very brave. It'll get Pride of Britain. Get Pride of Britain on the phone. How are you doing, Noah?
Oh, I'm just laughing because quite by coincidence, I have had 3 dick pics and an offer of €200 to meet someone tonight, just using online dating.
What? Hang on a minute. You've had all that tonight?
Yeah. Yeah.
Flipping heck!
Yeah, this is before I started listening to you guys. I've had a 26-year-old, a 25-year-old, and a 42-year-old sending me dick pics.
So that's all the ages covered.
Was there any conversation before, or was that the entree?
Yeah, that's the funny thing, because it's like I pretty much told them I wasn't interested, and then I think they're just like, oh, f*** it.
Whoa! Yo, Noah! Yellow card. One more and you're out.
I'm sorry.
You will be.
Yeah. So, I don't know. It's really strange. It feels like it's kind of their last gasp attempt at trying to lure you in.
Yeah.
I don't know.
By the way.
Definitely power thing.
So before I go, you may want to see this.
Yeah, it's pretty much, maybe this will change your mind.
Right. I'm going to ask a question that might sound disrespectful, okay? And
yeah.
I would ask this to whoever I was speaking to about this now, mm-hmm. right?
Yeah.
You get sent these dick pics. Is there any point where you go, well, maybe? Do you know what I mean? That sounds slightly disrespectful, and I don't mean it to. But is there any little bell in the back of your head going, well, maybe?
No, I'm going to allude to yesterday's conversation about asexuality because I fall in that. Same right. spectrum of asexuality, so it's like pretty much no. I am, as Giselle described to you yesterday, would be romantically attracted to people, but not very much sexually,
right.
especially, you know, something that maybe would develop later, but definitely not at the beginning of the relationship.
Yeah.
Definitely not on these kind of apps. So, you know, it's just kind of...
But then what do you do when... Okay, so what did you do with these 3 men? Did you block them? Did you reply to them telling them to F off? What did you say?
Well, it's actually... I just block because it's kind of... I live in a kind of small town and it's kind of... It's not really safe for me to provoke. So
right.
I just block. But there is a movement. It's coming out of America where women are taking screenshots and basically they are... saying to them, guys, right, if you don't pay up for sending me this, I'm going to expose you on social media for money. So that's what they're...
Well, now we're entering a whole... I don't know if I agree with...
I don't know the legality of that.
Well, it's illegal because it's blackmail. And I don't know... Again, I'm a bloke, so it's different. I don't know how I feel about the ethics of that. But is there... What's slightly different if you remove the blackmail, the financial element? If, Catherine, if I sent you an unsolicited dick pic, is there an ethical problem with you then taking that screen grab and putting it on social media?
And just shaming you? No.
There isn't an ethical problem with it, is
because
there?
Because it's not my secret to keep.
No, exactly. This is what I'm thinking. The blackmail thing, I think, is messy and is unpleasant and stuff. But just putting it out there saying... I just got sent this from Ian today. I think it's inappropriate. But, you know, that is
I'd
fine.
I'd love to see some paper headlines on that one.
Well, I know exactly. If you take my huge celebrity out of the equation, and I'm Joe Schmo from Kokomo.
To be honest, when I've had the dick pic thing, so in fact, no, I did that, didn't I? I just retweeted it and said, look what I've got here. When it happened, do you remember?
I don't remember that.
I got sent one. It was a couple of years ago. Someone sent me one and I retweeted it and put the comment of, you know, state of this. Because why should I have to deal with it? Why should I have to absorb that? You know, and they'll delete straight away. But, you know, screenshot is very powerful. It's a real, it's a shitty thing to do to someone. So I don't, I've got very limited sympathy for someone if they get shamed like that, to be honest.
All right. No. Hey, listen. Thank you. I'm sorry you went through that tonight. That's that's lousy, and you shouldn't. No one should. No one should go through that kind of stuff. So you deserve better.
Nice.
Thank you, Noah. Cheers.
Thanks, Noah.
So Susan's texted. That can't be the real Susan. That's got to be a different Susan. Let me just check the. No, it's Susan. Okay, so Susan's been saying, Ian, I was going to discuss vitamins with you, but as you're being so obnoxious to me, I'm not going to bother. To hell with it, Susan. No kisses. I don't like your attitude. Ian, I don't appreciate your rude attitude this evening. I think it sucks. Then there's this. That is it, Ian. You're behaving like a complete pig. Hope you are Muslim.
What?
You would feel insulted, but I happen to like people of the Muslim faith. They are nice people, unlike you. Good night to you, Susan. By the way, I also like Hindus and Sikhs. They are nice people.
Good night, Susan.
Put the bottle down, Susan. Put the bottle down. Another hour of this, dear listener. 03444991000. This is the Late Night Alternative with Ian and Kath on Talk Radio.
Talk Radio.
Join the Talk Nation.
Pick up your phone and Talk Radio.
We'll get you talking.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/newsadfree. That's amazon.com/newsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.